You know, this week I have been thinking about my first Easter homily. My first Easter, I was a priest on the east side of town prior to this parish even being established. So some of you may have been parishioners over there. You may remember that first Easter homily. Do you? Yeah, it was only memorable for being really, really long and really, really bad. Tried to shove everything about resurrection into it. I remember talking to Father Bill Parenteau. And he gave me great advice. He said, "Chris, you got a lifetime of Easters to preach. Save a little something for next year." So this year, we're not going to preach on resurrection. Instead, I want to talk about the stone. Because I really like the stone. The stone is rolled away. When I was growing up, I thought, of course. Well, how else is Jesus going to get out of the tomb? God has to roll away the stone. But if you think about it, God can raise his son from the dead. Stone, no matter what size, is not going to matter. The stone is rolled away for the disciples. How else will they know that something unique is happening? How else will they wonder, be curious, look inside and see the tomb is empty? How else will they start to make all the connections, remembering all that Jesus said, all that he did? How else will they start to believe in resurrection? The stone is not there rolled away to permit resurrection. The stone is rolled away to indicate, to be a sign, to allow the disciples to be curious, to look closer, to see, to wonder, to question, to remember, and to believe. That stone may be the greatest of all the disciples, because that stone is the first to proclaim resurrection. And not in a heavy-handed way, not with neon lights. Very quiet, very gentle, saying, "Look closer, come, see." The stone rolled away, proclaiming resurrection. That's the same job that we all have. We, disciples, called to proclaim resurrection constantly, just like the stone. People aren't going to believe just because we told them so. But by lives of faith, real, true, honest discipleship, people will start to wonder. They will be curious. The seed will be planted, the ground prepared. The thought in the back of the mind, the invitation accepted. We can't make anyone believe. By our presence, we can help them wonder. And then God, in his own time, in his own way, will see it through.